In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Bill Robertson, Manager of Cotton Agronomy, Soils, and Physiology for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The Mid-South workshops, we have two of those, and we're really looking at trying to target the lower Mid-South and upper Mid-South. On March 17th, for our lower Mid-South, we'll be at Vicksburg, Mississippi, at the Ameristar Casino. Both of the Mid-South conferences are going to start at 9:30 in the morning and conclude at 3:30, and the lunch will be provided. The Texas meetings will be the first part of April in Dumas, and then down in the southern High Plains of Texas. But the Dumas meeting will be April the 1st at the Moore County Building there in Dumas. It'll start at 9 o'clock and end at 4:30, and again, we'll have lunch provided there. The Lubbock meeting will be the next day on April the 2nd at the Reese Technology Center, and that meeting will start at 8:30, and we'll finish up at 4:30 in the afternoon.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
In the Mid-South, we're going to focus in on some of the decisions that are facing producers and consultants right now. We're going to start off looking at the value of the first 40 days or getting started off on the right foot, because there's yield potentials. There's a lot of things that are set during those first 40 days, and variety selection is a key component of that. And then we'll shift gears, and then we'll look at pest management strategies for the remainder of the time. The Texas workshops, we're going to look at the first 40 days, and we're going to carry this thing through the remainder of the season, and we're going to look at pest management through the season, and we're also going to have a session on harvest management at the end. So it's going to be more of a season-long approach in Texas.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Right now, we're working on a web-based delivery method for similar type information and for other information through the season. We're in the process of building it right now, so we're plowing some new ground. As far as what our website's going to look like, we're still working on that. But as far as the content that we want to have on there, certainly we're going to have some of the publications that we have right now. Our best management practice booklet that we have are made up of the reports from two different workshops. The first 40 days workshop, which was sponsored by Bayer, brought together cotton specialists, agronomists, entomologists, consultants, economists, and so forth. We focused in on the first 40 days, and then we came together for a second series of workshops looking at the remainder of the season, and we termed that fruiting to finish. And those are really the backbone of our best management strategies.